Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Federmacher, and I'd like to, on behalf of WTO, welcome you here and as well as your colleague as well, Dr. Supachai. Welcome back. As you can tell, we've been upgraded by UNCTAD by having the Secretary General himself. In contrast, the WTO has downgraded you by having me instead of the Director General. By the way, there's an earpiece in your desk for each person, and there's an interpretation, one in English, channel 2 is in French, and 3 is in Spanish. And if you are bored, you can always put your earpiece, turn the volume down, and pretend you're listening. So, welcome to you all, representatives of National Statistic Authorities, members, observers, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great honor for me to be here at the opening of this Global Forum on Trade Statistics, which brings together, perhaps for the first time, trade negotiator and statistical experts under one roof. This is not as odd as many would think because, as our Director General Pascal Lamy likes to say, in the end, trade negotiations are about numbers. And the numbers must be timely, clear, and trustworthy. Numbers that can be easily understood even by a poor lawyer like myself. In today's changing economic environment characterized by globalization, the buzzword these days is evidence-based policymaking. It is therefore of paramount importance that official statistics provide relevant information which enables policy and other decision makers to make informed decisions. Without proper evidence or facts, an analysis of the impact of new agendas or any measure is difficult, if not impossible. Governments and public opinion then react negatively and refuse to cooperate or make it very difficult. Consequently, progress in trade statistics is central to make multilateral progress in trade, to make better international cooperation possible. Let me therefore take the opportunity to thank the United Nations Statistical Office, Eurostat, and UNCTAD for this initiative. And also, let me point out that the fact that we are working together is also a good demonstration of good global governance. As you may have seen on your arrival today, there's another meeting taking place in the WTO, an important one. The Trade Negotiations Committee is meeting. This meeting has been called recently in response to a new momentum in the negotiations of the Doha Development Agenda. And our Director General must chair it. And that's why he unfortunately cannot be here. But I assure you that he is very much interested in having the right trade and tariff information to provide support for these negotiations. It is therefore on his behalf, on behalf of the WTO, that I welcome you all here. And as you will have seen from the program, Mr. Lamy will be addressing this meeting tomorrow afternoon. The theme of the forum, do we have the right numbers? In other words, how to develop a statistical base to support our trade activities and agendas now and in the future. This implies that this work is an ongoing, permanent responsibility. You must also be aware that today is Groundhog Day. Probably, you know the film, well, Bill Murray, the actor, wakes up every morning to the same day and lives again and again to the same story until he gets his day right. So let us take today's event not to stay in the same loop again and again and again, but to get out of it. For some, it may mean to get out of the comfort zone. And perhaps the same is applicable to those negotiators now meeting in the Trade Negotiations Committee after 10 years of negotiations in the Doha Development Agenda. So let's take this global forum as a starting point for not only maintaining very good existing trade statistic systems, but for developing a vision for these statistics for the next decade or beyond. Let me turn to the challenges as we at the WTO see them against the backdrop of the recent economic developments. How should statisticians navigate between demands pushed on them and their framework of statistical systems? What are the priorities from the user's perspective? How can these priorities best be taken forward? There are a number of challenges ahead. First, we need short-term trade statistics. The crisis has revealed that there are not enough short-term trade statistics available that allow to determine how trade is going for individual products. While the availability of annual trade data has considerably improved over the last years, short-term trade statistics, quarterly or monthly frequency, are less easily available and accessible. During the crisis, many policymakers asked for this type of information. In addition, an understanding of the drop in world trade requires an understanding of how much is due to price changes and how much to volume changes. Consequently, we must be able to make progress to meet this demand for short-term trade statistics and an improved availability in foreign trade prices. In addition to merchandise trade flows, analysts were looking into short-term trade and services flows and the services statistics has been already underlined by our chairman. And the lack of statistics on services has been shown to be even more pronounced than on merchandise trade. During the crisis, analysts went even as far as asking for real-time information at a very detailed level to analyze, for example, how global firms are performing. Because most of this data relate to business operation, they're often obtainable only from non-official data sources. In order to keep abreast with the fast-changing world and to meet this demand, we think that official statistics should develop a closer partnership with other stakeholders and use all existing and relevant data sources, particularly in the trade and business community. Second challenge, we need new concepts and definitions to reflect how economic activity today is undertaken. Some of you may remember that when the first signs of the financial crisis appeared in 2007, many experts foresaw a decoupling between fast emerging economies and heavily indebted Western economies. In the end, no such decoupling took place, showing that while financial regulation is local, markets are global. And as the crisis impacted the real economy and trade collapsed worldwide, this also happened in both developed, and in transition economies. A major reason for the synchronization and speed of the trade collapse was the productive interdependency created by international supply chains. We often say now at the WTO that global manufacturing has blurred the concept of country of origin. Goods are no more made in Switzerland or made in China, but made in the world. Global firms today may have diversified the geographical location of their value chains, from research and development to logistics and manufacturing. That is, the modern way modern businesses are run today is very different compared to, say, 20 years ago. With the change of business models governing global manufacturing and the localization of firms, we also observed a shift in economic paradigm. The concept of comparative advantage in final goods, as developed by Ricardo, is no longer fully relevant to explain trade between countries. Today, international specialization relates to trade and tasks rather than in finished goods, with the result that trade in intermediate goods such as components, parts, or goods for further processing has grown fast. And a previous speech, a few months ago, I mentioned that traditional boundaries and distances are collapsing. We face changes in transportation and communication, which result in new business models. Matching mass consumer demand in the West with rising manufacturing capacities in emerging countries, making, for example, Asia a global hub of manufacturing. I checked with my statisticians and found that manufacturing accounts for 80% of Asian exports. Hence, the way we measure trade today must adapt to the new reality of global production. We need to have information on the interconnectivity of national economies, not only through high-frequency trade data, but also through linking firm activity, that is production, with export activity, that is trade. The perceived gap between traditional official statistics and the production and financial realities today is one of the reasons that led to the question of, do we have the right statistics, the right numbers? For example, do official statistics tell us who produces for whom and where is the value added created if we analyze the real economy? Or who finances who if we consider the monetary economy? I'd like to mention four examples here. One, in analyzing trade, analysts want to know the impact of the fragmentation of production, of vertical specialization, and understand where value added is created. Two, trade costs, trade by mode of transport, would be useful information on the logistics side. However, this information is not available on a cross-country comparable basis. Three, trade data and input-output tables are useful tools to trace trends in imported inputs used in domestic production, which in turn is exported. Many developing countries lack up-to-date economic accounts, and that at a time when linkage between trade and development is crucial in explaining differences in economic growth and job creation. Also, macroeconomic data are not able to account for the specificity of firms that operate on the export markets. That is, more detailed microdata are needed. Fourth example, trade finance is a key trade facilitator, especially but not only for developing countries. As I mentioned, we notice the information that flows is often lacking in official statistics, and WTO is also active to improve availability of this kind of information. The statistical community is moving ahead to face these new challenges. The new manuals on trade statistics, adopted by the Statistical Commission in 2010, include a number of elements with regards to the concept of trading goods and services that take into account changed economic conditions. It is therefore of paramount importance that countries implement these revisions. But beyond implementation issues, support is needed for the development of statistical tools at micro level that allows the analysis of interconnectivity of countries and fragmentation of production. It is also important to assemble political support in order to mainstream and sustain global initiatives like the World Input-Output Database Project, supported by the European Union, with the participation of several institutions, or the pilot program led by Eurostat and OECD to link more closely trade and business statistics. The recent crisis has demonstrated, as I have said, that policymakers need accurate and relevant information. Political support for global statistics is as high as never before, and this window of opportunity should be used to promote new concepts and sustain those projects which provide more accurate information of our interconnected world. Perhaps the solution is not the collection of more data, but to operate a paradigm shift in the packaging and interpretation. Sir Moser, renowned statistician, that at the 50th anniversary of the conference on European statisticians, quote, not so much the production of more data is needed and requested, but increasingly their analysis and interpretation, end of quote. Indeed, given the underlying economic and business models are changing, it is becoming more difficult to interpret current statistics, especially when they remain enclosed in silos, with little interaction between trade, labor, finance, or business statisticians. In an interconnected world, there might be a need for a new statistical instrument to bridge these statistical silos. My colleagues mentioned to me that such bridges already exist in national accounts and are called satellite accounts. Tourism, one special segment of trade and services, already benefits from their special treatment. Perhaps it is time to extend to the rest of export sectors this concept and bring together all relevant information on trade-related activities, from trade flows in goods and services, foreign direct investment and financial settlements, to labor employment in its quantitative and qualitative dimensions. This is vital to improve global governance and international cooperation. Such a comprehensive overview would help policymakers and other stakeholders to appreciate the multidimensionality of international trade and would have the very important advantage of linking the trade policy debate directly to what matters in trade politics, the production of domestic value added and jobs. I wish this global forum lively discussions and a successful outcome with a vision on how to develop further trade statistics that are able to respond to a changing societal and economic environment, provided numbers that can count are crucial for a proper analysis of our future. Thank you very much.